There's that little bar graph on the top left, and that's showing a full, you know, showing full power. It doesn't show a reduced signal at all.
Yeah, so when you came back in, the beginning of the transmission, it was off. It was very low, and then you came back full again. So it's either our end or your end. I'm not really sure. How's your antenna connection? Is it tight?
Yeah, I just got out of the car and checked it. It seems all right. It's a pretty big antenna. I could try changing the actual antenna, but I'm not so sure that'll do it. It's the, what is it, Jetstream antenna that has dual 5/8 waves stacked to it. And more than that stacked on 440.
So that was almost 100%, and then at the very end when you realized half a cent, started getting a little noisy again, so I'm not sure what's going on.
All right. Question, do you still have the Plainview 440 tied in, or is that not tied in anymore?
Negative, it's not tied in anymore.
Okay, because I was using that before, and I didn't get any problems, because I'm hearing that one full quality as well. It's interesting because, you know, the repeater is just absolutely full quality. It's like it's in my backyard here.
Yeah, did Richie say there was another station that was having an issue also?
Yeah, I think he did, and there was another station, because I heard it too, and it was barely breaking the squelch. In fact, I'm becoming a believer in such that maybe the repeater is too sensitive, and it shouldn't break the squelch on such weak signals.
Well, it's PL, if the PL is getting in there, you know. But, now we have that, that new antenna up there. Folded dipole, fourth section, folded dipole. I don't know that it would be as amenable to problems as the those collinears that we had. So I don't know, but I guess it is windy, according to Steve. He said he was pushed through the parking lot by the wind. So I don't know. I guess we just have to listen a little more, see if it's affecting a number of people. You ran the test on Simplex, and I guess that went okay then, right?
Actually, no. Never heard of on the Simplex channel. I maybe you hear and you tell us to try and run the test. But I can't run right through them. By the way, dipoles, they don't get the crackles from intermittent contacts inside the antenna like the old collinears do. But their problem is that water absorption, if water gets into the phasing harness, that can really screw things up as well. And this wind certainly isn't doing any antennas a favor.
And Y2H, well, I suppose we can, if it goes away tomorrow, it's supposed to be a beautiful day, 60s, so we'll see. All right. But you're not moving, right? I mean, it's not that you're changing positions or anything, because it is coming and going. That's all I can say on this end.
KA2UTR.
Oh,
hey,
hi,
Gary. How are you?
Yeah, this is WB5KK. Yeah, well, I'm in the parking lot in Massapequa, right on the border with Seaford, and it's windy as hell over here, like it is everywhere else. And it is moving my antenna around a bit. And I just got out of the car and I checked the antenna to make sure that it's tight, and it is. And now whatever the problem is, it's not affecting my receiving the signal, so it's only on the transmit side. Very odd. And Gary, pick it up and then turn it over to Lou.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I see the repeater's back up. You're probably still experiencing difficulties. The only observation I can make is that when the repeater went down, it was rather abrupt, not piecemeal. let's see. Go ahead, Lou.
Yeah, Gary, what Steve went over there, Zenithie, and a breaker had tripped. Not visibly, but it tripped. It was sending no AC power to the outlet, so some of our equipment was not being powered. And it was abrupt, and I think there is a UPS in the middle of the whole thing, so we might have been on battery power for maybe a short period of time, and then it finally bit the bullet. But it wasn't visibly tripped, but he did turn it off and turn it on again.
George?
Oh, that happens frequently with circuit breakers, especially older ones. They trip off, but they fail to physically or mechanically move. And if you feel it, it kind of feels mushy, for lack of a better term. So cycling it by pushing it off and then turning it on again usually helps. But that's generally a sign that that breaker is due for replacement. Nope.
Yes. And Steve was clever enough not to use that outlet. So hold on 1 second. I don't know if I have a timeout on this radio. Yeah, I'm having some weird stuff. My radio's only letting me talk 10 seconds at a time here. So that's another issue.
Oops.
Would you be too
serious? Yeah, I came back from Florida and my linear. Let me shut this thing off and turn it on again. I'll be back. NY2H. Continue, guys.
Go ahead, Steve.
More likely a bet.
You're cutting out too, Steve.
No, you're probably talking too fast. This is a microphone that's a pain in the neck. Anyway, let me just watch where I'm going. I'm trying to exit a parking lot, and it's just a tremendous amount of traffic.
You know, not long after the repeater went down abruptly, it came back up momentarily, and it made an automated announcement with V71 or something like that in there, and it was full scale. And then after that was over with, the repeater was down once again. So I sort of concluded it couldn't be the antenna. Go ahead, George.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out why my signal is going up and down, and I'm sort of not so sure I completely trust the repeater at this point, so maybe try it in another repeater, because it's, you know, I just have one antenna, which is multiband, and it's not likely to fail on one band but not the other. So if you could go over to 449.125, you know, see if my signal is decent over there.
Your signal is decent here. I mean, you mean 2ZFD. Yeah, it was, the transmitter was fine. It was the receiver that was the problem.
So that makes sense. Let me see if I have it.
And there are more than one input to that transmitter.
Yeah, Raj. Okay, so, but of course, as we say in the medical game, can't have the get happy syndrome because you could have two things going on at the same time. There is enough wind where it might also have affected the antenna, performance, and you have ongoing problems that aren't related to the original problem. So, anyway, that's my two cents. Over to George.
Somebody get change for the man.
Steve, say that again. Somebody have change for the what?
I said, somebody get change for the man. He said he just put his 2 cents worth in.
Just give me a 2 cents plane.
Yeah. I wonder how many people don't remember what that... Well, I shouldn't say that. There's a large group of people that would remember, but new people...
That's an old expression, but I think we all may know what that means in this Q-Song.
Double-double, that was a fountain drink, NY2H.
And seltzer water.
All right. I'm on Sullivan now, and I just want to see. All right, that's holding. I'm going to go back to Middle Island and see if my radio here is going to let me stay on or not. So I'm going to QSY. righty. Turned his volume down. All right, it's holding now. Dan, I thought it was... Originally, I was holding the push-to-talk button because I'm actually getting surgery in 10 days on my elbow and my wrist. I had some right arm issues here. But it isn't that. It was the damn Anytone. It needed a reboot. There's too much computer presence in these radios these days. I don't know. George, why don't you take it?
I'm going to get out of here for a minute. WB2ZS. Okay. Let's see if I have it. Well, you're scaring me because you and I have the same radio. And, you know, I just got, literally, I put it back in the car a couple days ago. After having cold blood issues. Geez, I hope I don't have any of that. I kind of feel like I put things back to the point where I could use it as a normal radio, along with some EMR talk groups. So, I don't know, I'm kind of hoping it would work. Gary, over here, and then back to us.
Gary, give George a signal report.
George, have you not moved at all since you started talking on this QSO?
I am parked in my car in a parking lot down by the beach, Massapequa Beach. And I have not moved. It's very windy over here, and I can actually physically watch the antenna blowing around. But that's about it. I haven't moved, and the radio on the transmission indicator, which is a little bar graph, just, I'm running 50 watts, and it's showing me 50 watts.
Okay, I don't think that the, well, tell me what you think, Lou, but... The antenna moving around in the breeze, I don't think accounts for the variability in your transmission. Sometimes you're bodacious. And that last transmission before this one you just made was lots of cracklies and bordering on cutting out. So, what does that all point to? It's up to the technical committee, which I'm not on. So, over to Lou.
Yeah, it's, I concur, it's, got noisy there, George, I don't know why, and, yeah, as far as the, Anytone, I wouldn't sweat it, you know, I probably do something I shouldn't do, sometimes I turn it off and on, virtually, by turning off and on the power supply, yeah, I use it in the base here, rather than actually really turn it off from the front panel and turn it on, so... I can see it might get corrupted over time, but it came right back, so overall I think they're good radios. You were saying in that poor transmission, and I didn't quite catch it, that you recently brought the radio back into the car because you had some kind of issue. What was the issue?
Yeah, the issue was on the DMR side. The code plug didn't appear to be working. So I got the RT Systems software out and put it into there, and I found out that I had some mismatches between zone and all the different channels. And the RT Systems software helped me sort that out. And I made sure to put all my talk groups on the channel for Plainview and for Selden. And I actually had some QSOs on talk group 444 through Plainview, and it worked fine. So I also set it up so I can listen to all the talk groups. There's a function on the RT system software that would let me do that. And, it convinced me that my DMR piece of this was working. There just isn't that much activity on it. And that's what I did. So now it's back in the car, and I use it mostly analog. There's just not that much DMR activity out there. Well,
yeah, you can listen to all of them. That's euphemistically known as promiscuous mode.
Yeah, I that's how I have it set up. And you're right, but that's not what RT systems call it. It's not quite a scan. It's like listening to all the particular groups on the channel simultaneously.
Forget what they call it, but they had a specific name for it. Gary?
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm going to bow out. I got all kinds of stuff to do, including cleaning some gel off some grout. Not particularly glamorous, but it's what I do. And I'll stand by just to hear from Lou. I take it my signal is okay into the machine?
Oh, yes. Very readable. All right, well, have fun removing the gel from the grout. That's exciting. And, yeah, George Carisky's role, no, it's not scanning. It's just, it's not going to discern. It's not going to filter by talk group. It's going to let them all through. Whatever's on the, on that time slot will come in.
Yeah, that's what it's doing. But I was just, I guess, not stunned or anything, but just a little bit surprised at how little activity there was. So I'm kind of letting that sink in. I'm running around in the car now to see how well that's going to work out. Anyway, I'm at the beach, and it's super low tide. I don't think I've ever seen the tide this low, certainly not in the past couple of years. But I'm looking at mud on the seafloor over here, and we're right next to a canal. And I wouldn't want to take a boat out right now. I'm pretty sure I'd be scraping on the bottom. It's low. Lou?
CATUTF clear, just to make it official.
All right, Gary. Good talking to you.
73, Gary. And Lou, I'm going to sign over here and just get back to snoozing. NY2H, WBGIKT.
All righty, George. Very good. I'm happy that the system is back in time for the InfoNet this evening. Good to go. Have fun. And tomorrow is supposed to be nice. They'll see. Take care. And NY2H, clear.
Yeah, okay, we're 73. And hope to see you at the meeting on Wednesday down at Levittown. All right, say my 73s and WB2IKC is clear and watching the mud and ooze come up from the bottom.
NY2H, 82 Canage.
Hi, Charlie, how you doing?
All right, what's new? I haven't heard you in a while.
Yeah, I've been in Florida for most of February, but, you know, back a week or so. And, what's new, the newest thing here is that we had an outage last night. Turned out to be a bad circuit breaker. So it took some of our equipment down and virtually made using the repeater impossible. But thanks to ZSE, we're back in business. Put it on another circuit. Even though when he flipped the breaker, it restored everything, but we don't trust the breaker because it wasn't visibly flipped. So consensus is that when they're not visibly flipped and they're starting to fail, don't have much longer. Other than that, we're back in business. How you doing? How you been?
All right, same old, same old. And, you just reminded me I've got a one of these days update my service from 100 amp to a 200 amp. I'm just out of room. And, yeah, that breaker could have been a problem for a long time, causing issues. When they go, you know, they go a little at a time. And it's always good to put a new one in.
Yeah, he mentioned it to the landlord, so in his court, I would suspect he'll that, hopefully. So, it's always something, but we're good. And, yeah, that's all. I have a little surgery in about 10 days. My elbow and my wrist release some pinched nerves. Yeah, you know, as you get older and older, you get all these good, fun things. but no, I'm doing well. And, you know, living the life, right?
Well, it's all you can do. Take it day by day. And fortunately for us, there are a lot of options when you start having problems now. In the old days, it just kind of sat you in the corner. 82 Canage.
Yeah, they put a stick in your mouth and dug the bullet out of your arm, I guess, right?
Well, either that or put you on an ice floe and chopped it off. If that's true or not, I don't know, but I could see it happening with Eskimos.
Crazy.
Either that or he's making lots and lots of backwoods bourbon.
Oh, yeah, that'll work.
Hey, it broke up on me a little bit, but yeah, it's getting warmer out. Spring's on the way, so things are looking up. Before you know, we'll be complaining about the heat, yard work, and the cycle continues.
Yeah, I think that was Steve in there suggesting that bourbon could help in those primitive surgical situations.
Well, I hope all goes well if I don't speak with you. And I got a sign. I'm going to jump off. But just wanted to say hello. You have a good night. KD2KH Clear 73.
All righty. Good hearing from you, Charlie. Take care. 73, NY2H.
Over to B2ZSC.
That's easy for you to say. By the way, you're the hero of the day. The hero of the day.
82AKX. And it's John. I'm the plate of pasta.
Steve, when you were up there, did you think to reset the clock on the 220 repeater?
Okay, I would have no idea how to do that. So, no.
Make a mental note in the back of your head that the next time you're up there, we got to try to figure out what the controller is, because the only person that knows what kind of controller was up there for the 220, unfortunately, isn't here anymore.
No, it's an Arcom.
Not. It's something old, and Andy was the only one that knew how to reset the clock.
Not true. I think it's an Arcom.
Where are you? You're very noisy now.
I am sitting at a traffic light, old country road by the
I don't know. You're sounding like George sounded before. John, what do you think? I didn't hear exactly where he was.
Yeah, I moved up a little bit.
Well, you know, he reminds me of that theory. You know, the barber's son always needs a haircut. The plumber's pipes are always leaking. The guy that fixes the radios always has a crappy radio.
Be better off moving now.
Yeah, I was just trying to wonder if it's the repeater or not. So, are you in a bad area?
I have no idea. Well, I really should take a check to be in the now.
Anyway, the way I reset Plainview is it's connected to a computer, the Arcom. I don't know that that's the case in Glen Oaks. May have to DTMF it or something.
So we're looking into seeing about connecting it to the computer.
Do you understand what he said, John? Because I didn't.
Infonet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL.
Both you guys sound extremely noisy now. I'm starting to wonder. Steve, maybe the voting system didn't like its little rebounce there. I don't know. I'm starting to wonder if it's on our end now, on the repeater end.
Power, is this any better?
Guys are too fast on the draw because I'm on Middle Island type. Beginning of sentence was clipped. But what I'm saying is you both got very noisy, and I'm wondering either you both are in bad areas or we have an issue, possibly with the voting system, because that was down. Just brought that back up.
I understand. Okay, I'm just curious. This way better?
Yes, that's better.
Hmm. Okay, yeah, because I'm just, like, sort of right near the east receiver.
Do you think it's the voting system, then? If some signals are kind of bouncing back and forth, maybe that's the issue. Maybe it's not George. I don't know.
No, I don't know. I can take the voting system out of the mix next time I'm up there.
Blue, all right. I'm in front of my house here in Massachusetts, and I'm going to give a 10 count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So how am I coming into the receiver being in Massachusetts?
You have noise on you right now, so do you normally from that position?
I come in nice and clear from here.
I gotta wait till I'm parked. Right. You gonna be around for a minute, John?
Houston, we have a problem. I don't know, Steve. Whatever you think.
Well, you know, I'll just switch it back to just a one.
You didn't even hold it that time.
Simplex with me,
because
I too am in
Massapequa,
and we should be able to hear each other
direct. Yeah, George, you might be off the hook. It might be the voting system or the receiver.
Yeah, I don't have a reverse button. That's one of the things I need to put in, so I can't hear him on the input, but I'd be delighted to go to 5-2 and see if he can hear there. John, you should be able to hear me full party on 5-2.
George, QSY, 5-2.
You mean YKTQ?
KE2 AWS, South Conduit over the Bell Parkway.
Hey, Charlie, you think you're on the Bell Parkway? Figure out what's going on. somebody coming in on Selden. So we could dismiss that. Again, that was Selden, but I think that's just a weak signal on Selden. I wonder if George and John tried Simplex and how they made out. I'm sure they made out fine. You guys are back. Let us know. NY2H.
This is Kilo Foxtrot Zero, Alpha X-ray Golf, John in Liberty, Missouri, on EchoLink.
Well, hello, John. From Missouri, you're coming in loud and clear. New York.
Fan 4. Yeah, NY2H. Sounds very clear. Everybody else is kind of static. Go ahead.
Yes, John, we have a few repeaters networked on this system, and one of them seems to be having a receiver issue at the moment. The one I'm on is not, so that's why you're hearing me rather clearly. That's it. How are things by you? How's the weather?
Well, I'm just north of Kansas City, Missouri, and about 72 degrees, but 35 mile an hour wind. Yeah, our radio club had a repeater on a, and they went down, and we had to get that fixed. We're on a fusion. Everything around Kansas City area is on the fusion, so it's kind of nice to get that back. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we've been experiencing a lot of wind also, not quite as warm. But tomorrow is supposed to be a better day for us here. It's supposed to be spring-like, and I think the winds are going to calm down. So, here you go. Anyway, just want to let you know you're coming in loud and clear over here, and you got to get back to a couple of things. So I'm going to say 783, John. Nice chatting with you, and wonderful day. This is NY2H, Long Island, New York.
Roger that. This is KF0, ASG, John in Liberty, Missouri, and I'm clear.
Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
They're having some other issues, might be related to receivers and voting systems and stuff like that, but the technical guys are checking it out. But you're a fair distance from the machine, so that's something.
Yeah, I usually have no trouble if I'm here. I'm going to make this my last, Gary, because I am almost at my first stop. Always a pleasure, and I'm sure we'll talk soon. This is AA2GC.
Take care, Ted. Always nice to hear you. KA2UTF.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Testing 1 2 3 4 5 5 4 3 2 1.
5 5 5 for G.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Off Monday night, Infinite. we have a new script and I just blew it already. My name is Richard, Richard KMB, and I'll be the next control. This net meets every Monday night at 8:30 for the purpose of passing on information to Limark members in specifically and the amateur radio public in general. Now we'll do better next week. Anyway, if at any time during this net you have emergency traffic, you can break into the net using the word emergency, and the net will be turned over to UPS on your traffic. We take check-ins in specific order. We take first Limark officers and board members, then committee chairpersons, and then call signs KW, N, and A, and then the DG modes of Echolink RLP and the All-Star nodes. You do not have to be a Limark member to check in. In fact, we encourage you to check in at all times. But please wait until your specific group is called. If you have traffic for the net, please indicate with traffic. At this time, we'll take all check-ins from Limark officers and board members. All Limark officers and board members, please check in now. And if you have traffic for the net, please indicate with traffic.
KC2 ZVT.
We have KC2FYJ and KC2ZVT. Any other Limark officers and board members? Glenn, I got you in here. I could hear the call, but it was very, very way down in the noise level. WB2QDS. Any other Limark office and board members? All right, at this time we'll take all Limark committee chairpersons. All Limark committee chairpersons, please sign in now.
A2TGW.
W2MIT.
This is
NY2H.
All right, we have K2TGW, W2MIT, N2RQ, but Lou, you were choppy there, and NY2H. And you have a line mark committee chairpersons.
KD2GXO, check in.
And KD2GXL. One last call for line mark committee chairpersons. At this time, we'll take all K calls signing into the Glen Oaks repeater. All K calls signing into Glen Oaks, W2VL 146850, please sign in now.
Kilo Echo 2, Alpha Whiskey Echo. YSA, good evening.
KG2RY, good evening.
KG2ED, evening, Mr.
KD2FYU. Kilo Echo 2, Bravo Papa Tango.
All right, so far we have KE2AWX, KC2YSK, KG2RY, KG2ED, KD2FIU, and KE2BPT. Any other K calls signing into the Glen Oaks repeater?
KA2YHY, good evening, Richard.
And KA2YHY. At this time, we'll take all K calls signing into the Selden repeater, 147375. All any calls signing into Selden, please sign in now.
KA2BCB, good evening, Richard.
KC1FAN.
Okay, we have K2VCV, KC1SAM, and K0GIO. One other station was very noisy. Again, all K calls signing into the Selden repeater. Try again.
Direction, which is K2EPP.
And K2EPP, one last call for anyone K-call signing into the Selden repeater.
This is K2QAH mobile.
And KD2UAH. Okay, at this time we'll take all W calls signing into the Selden repeater. All W calls signing into Selden, please sign in now.
WB2BEZ.
WB2CMF.
WSN with traffic.
We have WB2BEZ, WB2CMF, and WS2N with traffic. Any other W call signing into the Selden repeater? At this time, we'll take any W call signing into the W2VL repeater, to the Glen Oaks repeater, or W calls sign in now, please.
WH2KXC.
WA2RAS. We have WA2KSE and WA2RAS. Any other W call signing into the Glen Oaks repeater?
WB2YMC.
And WB2YMC. Are there any calls, calls at all coming in from the Middle Island repeater, just in case someone hits that and not the others? W or K calls or N calls coming into the Middle Island repeater? Okay, this time we'll take all N calls coming into any of the repeaters.
And to Z-U-C.
And
W-H-K-X-W-H-K-X-W-H-K-X-W-H-K-X-W-H-K-X-W-H-K-X-W-H-K-X-W-H-K-X-W-H-K-X-W-H-K-X-W-H-K-X-W-H-K-X-W-H-K-X-W-H-K-X-W-H-K-X-W-H-K-X-W-H-K-X-W-H-K-X-W-H-K-X-W-H-K-X-W-H-K-X-W-H-K-X-W-H-K-X-W-H-K-X-W-H-K-X-W-H-K-X-W-H-K-X-W-H-K-X-W-H-K-X-W-H-K-X-W-H-K-X-W-H-K-X-W-H-K-X-W-H-K-X-W-H-K-X-W-H-K-X-W-H-K-X-W-H-K-X-W-H-K-X-W-H-K-X-W-H-K-X-W-H-K-X-W-H-K-X-W-H-K-X-W-H-K-X-W-H-K-X-W-H-K-X-W-H
WGC, N2ICD, and there was another station. You'll have to try again. I couldn't pull you out of the noise. Not able to copy that. Anyone have a relay on that signal? I will try one more time with that station. Maybe move around a little bit, see if you can get a better signal into the repeater. Any in calls? Okay, I caught, I think, NG2S is what I heard. Is that a Roger? Okay, very good. So NG2S. Okay, at this time we'll take any calls that begin with the letter AA, AB, AC, etc. Okay, at this time we'll take anyone signing in via Echolink. Anyone signing in via Echolink, please sign in now.
KG2ESY.
KG2ESY recognized. Anyone else signing in via Echolink?
W2RLP.
Alpha Romeo Alpha.
We had a double, and I did hear both of you, but the... We're on top of each other, so everyone else may not have picked it up. So first, the W2 station, just re-identify.
W2ROB.
Thank you. Now the KE2 station.
Kilo Echo 2, Alpha Romeo Alpha.
All right, W2ROB and KE2ARA both recognized. At this time... Is there anyone else signing in via Echolink? At this time, is there anyone signing in via IRLP? And at this time, is there anyone signing in via the All-Star nodes? At this time, is there anyone, any call sign that has not checked in already?
W2TE.
And W2TE recognized. All right, we'll pass traffic, and then we'll take any additional late check-ins. So the first station with traffic is Paul, WS2N. Paul, go ahead with your traffic.
Thanks, Rich. WS2N. Yeah, this has to do with the upcoming eclipse on April 8th, and... there was a fellow that did a presentation at Weimark a couple of months ago, Ed, WX2R. A great presentation. And what he was looking for was people to work HF, get signal reports during the eclipse, actually, an hour and a half before the eclipse, during the eclipse, and an hour and a half after the eclipse when it comes through. In our case, the New York area. And he had a lot of information. I still have the website that you could go to. I was speaking to Lou about this, and to our queue. And I just want to let Lou know that, we talked about bringing up on the TechNet. I did do that, and did that early. So, no problem there. I didn't get any responses on it, but... I was talking to Sam later on, and he said it would be a good idea to bring it up on this info net. So anyway, the website is ham, H-A-M, sci, hamsci.org, eclipse, hamsci.org, /eclipse. Put that in, all kinds of information, which is pretty good. And if you think that's interesting, then you can go to the Weimark YouTube and you bring up the section that talks about the eclipse. It's about a 1 hour deal than this guy, Ed, who's the public information officer for that group. They work with NASA and universities, and they're going to collect data on the ionosphere. So just want to let you know about that, Rich. Back to you. WS-12.
All right, thank you, Paul, and I'll go back over that in a summary. The topic that I have is, first on Saturday, we had a VE session, and we got two new tech individuals, one general and one extra, and thanks to Jim Meese, our coordinator, our VE, and the group that went down there. And I believe John was down there, KD2AKX, for a clinic. And I believe we were able, I wasn't able to attend, but I believe we were able to get some help in signing people up or renewing their license, which is a little bit of a problem. But in any event, we're trying to do those things on Saturdays when we have the VE test sessions, and we'll let you know what we're going to do at the next one. But congratulations to all those who passed the test. And some will actually be joining LIMOX, so that's very nice, too. We had the board meeting. No, I'm sorry. Let me go back for a second. The general meeting will be this Wednesday night. We're not going to do any Zoom. We will have food. And, you know, people want to know what the food is. So I think we're going to go back to the pulled pork because everyone seems to really like that. And again, it's in part because it's, you know, we don't, without Jerry here, for example, it's just hard to do the shopping to get things done. But the pulled pork, it's always popular, and we'll do something nice with it. It's also recognition of some of our members who are getting their year pins for the years that they've been in the club. And that will include Stephen Greenbaum, WB2KDG, who's there for 25 years. Robert Cornell, KA2CWS, 35-year member, AA2DH, William Rhodes Jr., also 35-year member, N2ICD Tony Kostick, 35-year member, and N2IMF Joe Mielko, also 35-year member. There were a couple of other awards, and I'll mention those when we have the dinner, but we have some honorary members, you know, we've been members, honorary members for many, many years. And we have lifetime members. Lifetime members, we don't recognize their years in the club because the lifetime members had to meet a criteria of their age plus their number. They had to be 65 and their age plus the number of years. So 65 years of age, 35 years a member made you eligible to become a life member. 75 and 25, et cetera, and so forth. Okay, in any event, so we'll be doing that, and it's a social night, but there will also be the business. We want to go through all the things that are going on with the club, but again, we'll start at 7, food, and no Zoom, so I hope everyone that can attend will attend. Now, finally, one of the things that the board voted on is that we're going to start using a commercial bulk mailing system, because when we have to send something out, ideally if everybody was a member of the IO group, we would have no problem. We would just put the message up there, click a button, and everybody would have it. But a lot of people do not want to join IO groups. They're afraid of their security, whatever the case may be. I think we have 180 members.